This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said Sunday that U.S. President Trump made the right decision to call off peace talks with Taliban leaders at his presidential retreat because of the terrorist group's ongoing attacks in Afghanistan. VOA's Arash Arabasadi has more.
The Afghan government appeared to support the decision to stop talks.
What the president has said, the president of the United States in his tweet, he has called off. So there's no talks right now. We strongly believe that what he has said reflects the concerns that were raised, not only in Afghanistan, in Afghan capital, but also in Washington, D.C. as well.
Pompeo says the Taliban's uptick in violence trashed months of negotiations.
When we saw this activity, when we saw this action, when we were closing in on a solution and closing in on opportunity for the president to actually meet with the decision makers that can actually deliver that reconciliation and peace to the Afghan people, President Trump said, that's enough. We're not going to do that. We're not going to reward that behavior and broke it off.
The stalled talks, at least for now, put on hold plans for withdrawal of the thousands of American troops from Afghanistan. Arash Arabasadi, VOA News, Washington.
Iran says that the oil tanker at the center of a major diplomatic dispute with the United States has sold its cargo, a violation of international sanctions. The ship, which went dark last week, was carrying 2.1 million barrels of Iranian crude oil. It had been detained for 6 weeks by British Marines off Gibraltar in July after it was suspected of violating European Union sanctions against oil sales to Syria. The ship was eventually released over the objections of the U.S. after Gibraltar said it has received assurances that it would not head for any countries under EU sanctions. Since then, the U.S. has pursued the tanker, tried to offer a multimillion-dollar bribe to its captain to turn over the ship, and issued sanctions against its crew. This is VOA News. The history-making storm known as Dorian got in its last lick Sunday before heading into the North Atlantic for its welcome demise. More from VOA's Lattice Hook.
Dorian became a post-tropical cyclone on Sunday as it moved over Newfoundland and Labrador and turned toward the Atlantic. The powerful storm reached the Canadian Atlantic coast on Saturday, knocking down trees, cutting power, and downing a large construction crane in downtown Halifax, the capital of the province of Nova Scotia. Canadian officials say more than 400,000 people in the coastal areas lost power, but there were no reports of injuries linked to the storm. Meanwhile, authorities in the northern Bahamas began evacuating the dead from the Abaco Islands, which were hit by the Category 5 hurricane last week. The government says 43 people died in the storm, but the toll is expected to rise to hundreds after search and rescue teams go through the mountains of debris. Zlarica Hoke, VOA News, Washington.
More political wranglings expected to moving into another week with Britain not having a plan to exit the European Union. On Sunday, members of Prime Minister Boris Johnson's cabinet defended him in his decision to not seek a delay to Britain's departure, although a number of defections within his own party continue to make that a challenge. Reuters' Sarah Charlton reports.
Amber Rudd, Work and Pensions Secretary, quit late Saturday over Johnson's Brexit policy and for expelling 21 rebels from the Conservative Party. EU officials have said Britain has yet to come up with new suggestions to break the deadlock and secure a deal. On Monday, the Queen is expected to sign new legislation into law, which forces Johnson to secure an extension. The Prime Minister has said he'd rather be dead in a ditch than request it. And there are questions over whether the EU would even accept it.
That's Reuters' Sarah Charlton reporting. Pro-democracy activists rallied outside the U.S. consulate in Hong Kong on Sunday as they tried to ramp up international pressure on Beijing following 3 months of protest. Panzer Chan organized the rally.
Hong Kong is the forefront of the battle against the totalitarian regime of China. And this is the forefront of the free world. Please support us. Please support us in our fight.
The protesters called on the U.S. to pressure Beijing to meet their demands. Officials in northern Burkina Faso say at least 29 people were killed in two separate incidents Sunday. 14 people were killed when a food convoy of trucks came under attack in one province, and a government spokesman said that at least 15 people were killed when a truck carrying people and goods rode over an improvised explosive device in another area. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
OA. VOA1.